Evening.
Good evening. My name is Wilbert. I work from Opinion Research. We want to conduct a public opinion survey on local issues, ma'am. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter in Maryland? Yes or
yes.
No? Thank you very much. Scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very
concerned. Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Agree.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or?
Strongly.
Strongly, right? Thank you very much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill? You could choose from strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Someone opposed.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose a proposal. The first is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this? You could choose from strongly
support.
To strongly. Is that somewhat support
strongly.
Or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Next would be expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this? You could choose from strongly to somewhat.
Strongly support.
On either or. Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
What's the question again?
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you like strongly support it, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Moving on, ma'am. We're already at 56%. Now, how convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change, very convincing or somewhat convincing, or not too convincing at all? The first is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. We are already at 60%. Thank you for your patience. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, well, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Say that last question again.
Yes, ma'am. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would that enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Enhance opinion, right? Okay, the next would be, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion? Ma'am?
Okay, repeat that again.
Yes, ma'am. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance,
right. Okay, now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact. Okay. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you very much. We're already at 76% and almost done here. Thank you for your patience thus far. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote? For president, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat Donald Trump, the Republican and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent?
Biden.
Thank you very much. The last few questions are only for statistical purpose only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? There's 19 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you very much. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. What is your race? White, African-American, or other?
Other.
Thank you very much. Your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. Be blessed now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.